Hey, greetings, sisters. Sister Amin here. I'm back again, and I'm hoping everybody's doing well today. I just thought I'd share a few thoughts with you, a witnessing encounter, and we can give praise and glory to God for it all, how He lines everything up. I was going to start on, Isaiah 55, 8 and 9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. And so today I was thinking about how God's will be done, and how if He wants something to happen, it's going to happen, and His ways are higher than ours. I mean, I pondered that a lot, but today I was because of something happening. And we see it all the time. It's perfect timing in all things. It's pretty amazing. And so we had some travel today, and we're heading toward a preach. For the weekend, if it doesn't rain, we'll see. I think it's in the forecast. But anyway, we've done this preach before, and it's got really good parking and public access and lots of people, but we'll just see if we get those days. Anyway, as we were going to the town that we're going to be staying in for the night, we headed toward a park so we could get some online things done, and the brothers could get some things done on the vans, and I could catch up on some washing and cooking and things. Those days are really nice. They're kind of few and far between to just be able to stop and get things done, so I was like really happy for a catch-up day. But on the way, I saw a store that I like to stop in whenever we see them because they usually have a discount section. So I went in and I was looking at something when a woman came over and I asked her if I was in her way, and she said no, not at all, and I just found a couple things and I was going to give her a gospel card. But right then someone else came around the aisle and I moved out of the way, and it just wasn't the right situation. So I walked around a little bit, didn't run into her again, and so I just ended up checking out. But the checkout woman was like, she was like really nice, in a really good mood, and she was extra happy to get the gospel card I gave her, so that was awesome. So I went outside, and after I showed Brother Tupos what I got, we decided I'd go back in and get a couple more. And I went in there, I was going to get two, and there were three bags left, and so I thought, I'll just grab the third one. And I went to the checkout, and get this. The woman in front of me, and she turns around, she looks at what I got in my hand, and she says, you can go ahead if you want. I think I might go back and get one of them. I was looking at them. And I said, well, I just took the last three. I said, I'd be happy to give you one. She's like, oh, no, no. And I gave her one. I said, here, you have that. And she's like, oh, well, thank you so much. And she goes, you can go ahead in line. And I said, oh, I'm not in a hurry. Feel free to have your place in line. And guess what else she got? She got the gospel, because that was the woman I wanted to give a gospel card to. It was the same woman. Praise God. That was awesome. So when I gave her the gospel card, she gave me a bigger smile for that. And she was thanking me. And I would have said more to her, but it was her time to go check out. And I checked out right next to her on the other aisle. And when I was getting ready to leave, she made a point to stop what she was doing. She turned around, she touched my arm, and she thanked me again. And so I was really thankful for all that, and I was praising God for how He does things. He lines things up, and He makes things happen. So just think about that, sisters. I know those of you listening, many of you can probably say, oh yeah, I can think of a lot of times that's happened. But you know what? I rejoice the same every single time. I love it. I never get tired of praising God for everything that He does, and His will lining it all up, His timing, and He goes before us, and yeah, He just makes it all happen. So anyway, I wanted to read Isaiah 43, 15 and 16. I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your God. Thus saith the Lord, which maketh a way in the sea and a path in the mighty waters. And I was thinking about that, how he can do so much. He's done so much. I was just thinking how He can make a path through the waters like He did for the Israelites. And I don't know, I'm just thankful to be a daughter of the Most High, serving Him, being able to give His precious good news out to the lost world. So anyway, that's pretty much about what I have today. Just some simple encouragement and love and prayers for you all. And I really hope you all press on into the kingdom, working out your salvation with fear and trembling. So hold fast, sister saints. May God be praised.